Ariana and Britney take on body shamers. Beyonce breaks yet another record. Rihanna's living large and her following shows it. We get to know Gracie Abrams a little better, and we're taking it back to 2003 with the best debuts. Welcome back to Billboard News. I'm Tetris Kelly, and it's Wednesday, April 12th. And don't you come for my pop girls, because they will come for you.
I just wanted to address your concerns about my body and talk a little bit about what it means to be a person with a body and to be seen and to be paid such close attention to.
Who thinks body shaming is a good idea in 2023? Well, mean people, Ariana Grande and Britney Spears are setting you straight.
I know personally for me, the body that you've been comparing my current body to was the unhealthiest version of my body. I was on a lot of antidepressants and drinking on them and eating poorly.
Pop superstar Ariana Grande is clearly done with people analyzing bodies online and wanted to send the world a little love.
No matter what you're going through, no matter what weight, no matter what how you like to do your makeup these days, no matter what cosmetic procedures you've had or not, or anything. I just think you're beautiful.
And Britney Spears has got something to say too. The free princess of pop went to IG and said this. I took the time 2 months ago to find a trainer, and the first thing she did to me was literally, and I'm not even lying, pinch the skin on my stomach and legs and told me I need to get my younger body back. Why the hell did she do that? It made me cry. She continued, I obviously didn't hire her, so I did it myself. God knows my body ain't perfect, but I did want to share what my body looks like at the moment. Very easy lesson to learn here. Be nice and support our queens. While Billboard is an expert on the charts, we've got some other beats we love to cover from time to time too, like real estate. Just call us Bill, Room, and Board for this one. Rihanna famously said,
"Bitch better have my money."
And now she's shelling it out for a deluxe apartment in the sky. Rihanna is moving on up. She dropped a reported $21 million on a penthouse near Beverly Hills. The property was once owned by a famous friend, Matthew Perry. And according to Dirt, Rihanna snatched up the property for $7 million under asking. What a deal. She's not only expanding her family with baby number two, but she already owns a 3-bedroom unit in the building. That combined with a new penthouse brings her total property in the building to almost 7 bedrooms and 13,000 square feet. She's got wraparound views, a movie theater, and a swanky billiards room. How do you even play billiards? I need to figure that out. Anyways, how about a sleepover, Riri? So she's a billionaire with a banging pad, and oh, she just became the most followed woman on Twitter, beating out her bestie, Katy Perry. Sounds like Rihanna is just winning at life. From the queen of real estate to the queen of the charts, we've got a Beyoncé update. Beyoncé breaks her own record as she notches her 34th week on the Hot 100.
We gon' fuck up the night.
Beyoncé's Cuff It becomes her longest charting solo hit on the Billboard Hot 100 as the track spends its 34th week on the chart. Cuff It has now passed Beyoncé and Lady Gaga's team of Telephone that spent 33 weeks on the chart in 2009 to 2010. And Queen B is now 1 week away from matching her longest Hot 100 stay, including her time in Destiny's Child when No 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 spent 35 weeks on the Hot 100 back in 1997 to 1998. Gracie Abrams is taking over the world, opening up for the Taylor Swift. So wouldn't you like to know a little bit more about her? Well, guess what? You're in luck.
Who's made you the most starstruck?
It's so embarrassing. It's literally, I hate to say it. Robert Pattinson, I was kind of like, I can't.
I actually feel like that's a perfect one.
I was just like, I need to hide.
In what context did this encounter happen?
At a festival, very briefly. I like ran away and it wasn't, it was just, yeah, I watched Twilight, what can I say?
What if I'm not the hero? What if I'm the bad guy?
Do you have a favorite late night snack?
since I was little, I was like, I've just loved apples and peanut butter forever, like Skippy peanut butter, like the super sugary kind.
But with a green or a red apple?
Red. I'm not really a green apple person.
Now let's throw it back to 2003 and run down some of the best debuts from 20 years ago.
Because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. Story on MTV, and I ain't trying to make a band. I swear this right here, history in the making, man.
Welcome back to 2003. Those sound familiar? Well, they should. We're counting down some of the biggest hits from 20 years ago. Today, we're talking about some big debuts. From Kanye West to Justin Timberlake, some of the artists we know and love today were just getting their start. JC Chazé, already a star from his days with NSYNC, made his debut as a solo artist with his song Blowing Me Up, coming in at number 96. They went on to become one of the biggest pop rock bands of the decade, but in 2003, Maroon 5 was just getting started. Their debut single, Harder to Breathe, comes in at number 36 on our list.
Is there anyone out there? 'Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
Little known band Jet blasted onto the scene with their huge hit, Are You Gonna Be My Girl, hitting number 21 on our list.
I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Sadly, not all good things last. The Australian band broke up less than 10 years later. We all experienced a little angst in 2003, and Evanescence's debut brought the perfect rock ballad to satisfy those deep feelings. Bring Me to Life is number 18 on our list. Final debut single on our list comes from the one and only Kanye West. Or Ye, whatever he calls himself these days. He made his solo debut with his single number 14 on our list, Through the Wire.
So I turn tragedy to triumph. Yeah. Make music that's fire. Slip my soul through the wire.
Crazy fact, Ye wrote and recorded the song with his jaw wired shut from a near-fatal car accident. Thanks for hanging today. Come back tomorrow for our interview with 5 Seconds of Summer and our review of the top songs of 2003. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.